AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Aftershocks have folks on edge in Kathmandu.
It took everyone by surprise and people flooded out of the shops. The street was filled, people were grabbing each other, and then everyone sort of waited for it to finish.
Megan Butler, an Australian education instructor in Kathmandu, says aftershocks from Saturday's massive earthquake that killed more than 2,500 people are forcing folks out of their homes and shops in Kathmandu. While folks on the ground deal with their fears, a U.S. military aircraft is airborne, flying to Kathmandu. On board, 70 aid personnel, including a Virginia-based search and rescue team. The cargo plane is also carrying 45 tons of supplies. It's scheduled to land tomorrow in Kathmandu. In the meantime, more than two dozen Defense Department personnel and a transport plane are currently in Nepal on a training mission. I'm Ross Simpson.